Mauritania's parliament approved the recommendations of a special political forum organized by military rulers to change the constitution and hold elections May 30th. Prime Minister Moulay Ould Mohamed Lagdaf said the government will create a permanent electoral commission to organize free and fair elections in May. They will also amend the constitution to allow members of the military to be candidates in that vote. General Mohamedoul Abdelaziz says the change reflects what he calls Mauritania's new political and cultural reality. General Aziz took power last August after the nation's first freely elected leader tried to fire him. Deposed President Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdellahi boycotted the general's just-concluded political forum and has said that he intends to return to power. Parliament approved the changes, despite the absence of a third of its members, including its speaker, who does not recognize the legitimacy of the Aziz coup. The military government's been trying to avoid additional international sanctions after development and military aid was scaled back following the takeover. The African Union has suspended Mauritania, and the United States has issued travel restrictions on the coup leaders. African Union Commission Chairman Jean Ping says civilian President Abdellahi must be returned to power.
We are still in contact with the rest of the international community to bring back the constitutional order in Mauritania.
Ping says the African Union is monitoring events in Nouakchott, along with the European Union, the United States, the Arab League, and the Islamic Conference, to coordinate action against Mauritania's military leaders.
The sanctions have been envisaged to tell them that if you don't comply, you will face sanctions, including going to the UN Security Council for that.
Mauritania's parliament approved the political forum's recommendation to hold the first round of elections May 30th, with a second round of voting, if needed, on June 13th. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.